Well, can I answer? I mean, Chuck is just playing games, but let me answer the question. I'll come to referendum because that's the sort of detail of implementation, which is that can any of you remember when all of these people who said now is not the optimum time, when did they think the optimum time was? Can you remember them all saying 5 years ago or 10 years ago that now is the moment? No, they've never. What they mean is there's never an optimum time. They don't want. It's the same arguments that have been used against women having the vote. You know, it's all worked perfectly well in the past. Now's not the time to worry about these sort of things. You know, when we had the D-Day landings, possibly the most significant day, military day, in the history of our islands, Parliament was discussing educational reform. The idea that governments and politicians and Parliament can only ever do one thing at any time is ridiculous. Of course the deficit is more important than House of Lords reform, but there are lots of important things. In the Foreign Office, we're doing lots of important things the whole time, but at the same time, we're getting to grips with the deficit. I just want to very quickly, if you all had a blank piece of paper now, and I said, right, please devise a suitable upper house for a given country, would you say, yes, I think it should have five characteristics. People should be there by virtue of their birth. They should be people who have tried to get elected to Parliament but have failed continuously. There should be people who've given large donations to political parties. There should be people, most offensively of all, in my view, who have lost their seat at the general election and been put straight back in the other end of Parliament, and some bishops. That's what we want. I'll go through the countries that have unelected houses. I mean, Jordan, Belize, Burkina Faso.
Hang on.
Is the group we're in. So I think the case...
Jeremy, you're well known to be big on this. Okay, very quickly, final point.
This is the deal. This is the deal in a democracy. There are two of us on this platform, Chuka and myself. We actually both fought quite marginal seats. We had to persuade people that the deal is you abide by the law of this country, but the deal is that you get to decide who sets those laws for you. That is the contract, if you like, between the governed and the governing. And for me, having people in Parliament that set the laws that you have to live under when you have no say about who those people are, I think that is wrong, and I think we're right to change it.
To come... OK, Chuck O'Meara.